everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
Burn is the name of the song. The Trash Men, the artist, 1963 is the year, and the rock and roll generation with your brother Big Wilson here with music at WPGC Radio number 1, 314.
WPGC Music.
The rock and roll generation, 1963. And that's the only thing he ever had in America. He might have been a big star over there in Japan, friend, somewhere, but as far as being the only Japanese song that ever made it gigantically big onto the pop charts, 1963 was the year. Well, years ago with Abraham, Martin, and John, which has to be one of the all-time great classics, and we haven't heard from him since that on a major scale. He's been recording, but he hasn't been too into the vein of being extremely popular. That was written by Dion DiMucci, in addition to the guy that also wrote Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out, Ernie Maresca. And the only hit he ever had, singing-wise, was that hit. He also had many hits, but mainly in the writing capacity. Dion DiMucci, Donna the Prima Donna, 1963, at WPGC Radio number 1, and Big Wilson in the Rock and Roll Generation, 330.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside.
Of the Crystals back in the year 1963, but before he and his wife were anything, this young gentleman was playing drums in the background of this recording. Sonny Bono on drums with the Crystals.
Thank you.
Crystals, Nelly Kissed Me. There are a whole bunch of people recording on that same label during those years of 62, 63, and back into 61. The Crystals, Ronettes, Bobby Sox, and the Blue Jeans, which was at that time probably one of the wildest names that anybody had come about with, I suppose. Anyway, Sonny Bono played drums on practically all of these, if not all of them, about 80% of the recording sessions. Big Wilson at WPGC and the Rock and Roll Generation, the year 1963.
Close by the coal yard.
Big gigantic thing, too, in 1963. That's the year in the rock and roll generation with Big Wilson here on Radio Number One.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired, up on the roof, up on the roof,
up on the roof.
Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, honey.
Drifters in 1963, the rock and roll generation. Big Wilson, the WPGC radio number one. A song now that was released in late October, early November, and was a hit later in the year of 1963 and squeaked a little bit into the year of 64, but I guess basically would have to be considered a 1963 song. This was one of the first outings as far as a writer for David Gates. David Gates later wound up writing for the Bread Group and has done a lot of their hits, and that's of most recent times, too. So here's a song that David Gates first got popular as far as a writer on. The only song the group ever had, though. Mermaids and popsicles and icicles.
I think they had something that followed up, but it didn't go very fast. But Popsicles and Icicles was the only real major thing they had. And that was written, as we said, by David Gates, who now writes a lot of things for Bread and some of the other groups on that particular label, like Steppenwolf and a few of the other people, too. Big Wilson here and radio number one at WPGC 19...
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
Time. Pocket time.
that the people do.
I don't know
how it started. All I know that when the beat rang the field, it's hard to get parted. And then the music begins to play.
Lance, so back in 1963, all the disc jockeys used to come on and say, there goes the dancing prance, Mr. Major Lance. He doing it all without taking a chance. Big listen here in 1963 in the rock and roll generation where you learn what the whole thing is all about. From WPD.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang. Do-lang, do-lang.
He's so fine.
Of music, WPGC Radio number one in the rock and roll generation where the music is supplied with the information that you want to know and are really happy to get it on with, baby. Right here on Radio number one.
Morningside.
What year of the rock and roll generation would be complete without Something by Elvis?
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. And not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Like an angel.
Like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
63 Rock and Roll Generation. Elvis Presley, Big Wilson, and Radio Number One, WPGC 5. This guy probably has the highest voice around, friends, for a male. Wayne Newton, Donka Shane.
Donka Shane, darling, Donka Shane. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony, was the place we'd meet. Second seat, gold Dutch treat. You were sweet, Donka Shane, darling, Donka Shane. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. I recall Central Park in fall, how you tore your dress, what a mess. I confess, that's not all, Donka Shane.
And head on to the Beatles year of 1964. Next with Big Wilson on the Rock and Roll Generation at WPGC Radio Number 1.